Good Friday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. By now in America, we have weathered a full week of trauma as the leadership transition related to the death of a U.S. Supreme Court justice continues. Leadership transition is an important part of every family, business, church, organization, and even nation. I wonder what you are observing in this month of leadership transition in America, both in the Supreme Court and in this political election year. What have you observed in past leadership transitions in your profession or your nation, wherever you live? Can you easily tell the difference between those involved in these transitions who have respect for God and His Word, His values, and those who don't? This is why, in our Walking with Jesus these days, we are seeking to learn God's perspective on God-honoring leadership as we look back at the kings of Israel. Today, let's take a final look at Israel's most famous king, David, at the end of his life. As David grew old, he had two major issues to face, which are similar for all leadership transitions: his handoff of the throne to the next leader of Israel and the completion of an unfinished major project. Perhaps you've noticed that when the patriarch of a family dies, the children wrestle with several key issues. How will the estate be distributed equitably and in accord with the wishes of the deceased? Who will be the new leader of the family, and how should the family hold together? What is the legacy of the family, and how will that legacy be carried forward without the deceased leader of the family? Has your family considered these questions, and are you prepared for the departure of the oldest members of your family? Have you noticed similar questions face any organization, church, or even nation as leadership age and approach transition? King David was growing old, but evidently his family was in great confusion about any plans that he had in place for his succession plan. The uncertainty, jealousy, and infighting among his sons was part of the ongoing dysfunction in David's family that resulted from his sin of adultery and murder, which we discussed yesterday. David's inability to lead his family well as he approached the end of his life is evidence of the loss of the leadership respect his sinful failure had caused. 1 Kings chapter 1 is a sad report of the power grab for his throne, which ensued as David grew old and his sons began to wrestle for position. If you're the patriarch or the matriarch in your family, I urge you to look closely at how King David failed in his handling of leadership with his family in succession planning. If you're a senior leader in any organization, any business, including a church, I urge you to take note and be sure you have built and communicated well a God-honoring leadership transition plan well before it is needed. Have you noticed that leadership transitions are times of great volatility, vulnerability, and even spiritual conflict as the devil aims to disrupt all leadership transitions? 1 Chronicles chapter 28 gives us a different perspective. Once King David recognized the chaos his lack of a clear plan was causing, both in his family and the nation, David rallied the key leaders in Israel and made it clear that God had communicated with him long before that Solomon was God's choice to succeed King David. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 4, David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem. "The Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel. Of all my sons, and the Lord has given me many, God has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of Israel." May I draw your attention to the leadership transition charge that King David gives first to the assembled leaders of Israel, starting in verse 8. "I charge you in the sight of all Israel and in the hearing of our God, be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever." Oh, how I want to shout this to all in Washington, D.C. As America crumbles right before our eyes for lack of God-honoring leadership all across the nation, this brief but powerful statement is a warning suitable to America today. Unless American leadership changes very soon and returns back to honoring God, listening to God, following God's lead, there will be little of value left of America to pass on to the young generations following us. Look closely at King David's charge to his son Solomon, who is about to inherit the throne of Israel. "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you. Knowing what you know about King David and both his closeness with God and his failures in life, can you see what in David's life is behind these wise words of wisdom? Have you found this to be true in your life, my friends? Have you taught this to your descendants? The second great challenge King David faced at the end of his life was passing along to his son Solomon and the leaders of Israel the final great project that God had stirred in David, the design and construction of the great temple in Jerusalem. Notice 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 7. David said to Solomon, "My son, I had it in my heart to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. But this word of the Lord came to me. You, David, have shed much blood and fought many wars. You are not to build a house for my name. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign. He is the one who will build a house for my name. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, and may you have success, and build the house of the Lord your God as he said you would. May the Lord give you direction and understanding when he puts you in command over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will have success. And if you are careful to observe the decrees and the laws the Lord God gave Moses, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged." Does that sound very much like the leadership transition challenge that Moses gave to Joshua and the leaders of God's people near the end of Moses' life? And one more brief statement of King David to this great gathering of Israel's leaders, which seems so appropriate to our day and every nation of the world, every organization, every church. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 19. "Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God." 1 Chronicles 23 through 27 may seem like meaningless information, but I urge you, my friends, to not rush by those long lists of names too rapidly. They represent the seriousness with which King David took the challenge of finishing well and positioning Israel for smooth transition. Now, think back over your life. Think about the times that you've changed jobs or relocated from one community to another, or even changed churches. What is your track record of finishing? How did you wrap up your responsibilities, and what reputation did you leave behind as you walked away for the last time? I have found the manner in which a person finishes and moves on is often hugely significant to the legacy that they leave behind. It appears David was led by God to be sure that he left the leadership of Israel in good order as he handed the throne and kingship leadership to his son Solomon and other key leaders. In closing, may I point out one more very important thing that David accomplished in the twilight years of his life. I can imagine it was a great disappointment when David realized God would not allow him to build the magnificent temple. But notice what David did. Rather than pout or turn sullen, it seems David leaned in with determination to do all he could to prepare for this great temple project. It would be the greatest temple of worship anywhere in the world in that day, for its purpose would be the worship of Almighty God. First, David received the design from God very similar to how Moses had received the tabernacle details from God on Mount Sinai. It appears King David, perhaps with the help of some engineers, drew out all the detail of the plans that God had spoken into his mind. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 11 says, "Then David gave his son Solomon the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the temple." Secondly, David set about to rally the people and all the leaders to give of their resources generously toward this great temple project. He even realigned his last will and testament to be sure a huge amount of his personal assets were set aside for this great temple project. David said, "With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God, gold, silver, bronze, and in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasuries of gold and silver for the temple of my God over and above everything else that I have provided." Now who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today? 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1. My friends, the rest of 1 Chronicles chapter 29 is one of the greatest leadership transitions and ingathering of resources for a God-given project in all of history. King David invested his last days to make every possible provision for the accomplishment of the great temple of worship, which God had placed in his heart. Among his final words are these in a prayer of blessing over his beloved Israel. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. O Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you, O God. And give to my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands. The book of 1 Chronicles concludes with this powerful statement. David, son of Jesse, was king over Israel. He ruled 40 years. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him as king. I wonder, my friends, what your epitaph and mine will be. Think about that, for we each are building our life legacy with each day that we live. What do you hope will be the mark you will have made on this world when you die? May I urge you to take your journal and ask God to speak to you right now about how he sees your life and how God wants you to build a good succession plan for your life, how he wants you to finish well and transition well from your life here to your eternity, which awaits you.